This album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delante's first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantes wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantes, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
village which is located in Sukhabumi has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a
Indonesia. Besides being famous for the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we saw that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu topeng
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil. Oh, ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hoped the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level governors, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. And events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Indonesia.
Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote by Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is an Indonesian national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the state ideology, which is Pancasila.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian ripe? We test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass, high, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau beli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sargo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on the straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini
jalurnya. Just pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
slowly
duanya.
Can see the flash. Here
itu,
it is.
Kita
beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but have a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligasi. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Of Ramadan is in the eye, and Muslims in Indonesia prepare for the holy month with the cherished tradition of munggahan, a practice that still exists in Sundanese culture. This tradition is deeply rooted in the region and serves as a time for togetherness, gratitude, and spiritual preparation. The term munggahan comes from the Sundanese word unggah, meaning to rise or to ascend. symbolizing spiritual elevation. It reflects the desire to enter Ramadan with a purified heart and renewed devotion. One common way to observe munggahan is through botram or communal meal, or simply means potluck. Traditional dishes such as nasi liwet or rice cooked with coconut milk and spices and grilled fish are served, and some people also visit the graves of their ancestors. Beyond its cultural importance, munggahan holds a deeper meaning. It is a time for self-reflection, cleansing the heart, and preparing with sincerity and discipline for the holy month of Ramadan. Despite the changes brought by modern life, munggahan remains a cherished tradition. It continues to unite people and serves as a reminder of the importance of community, faith, and the warmth of shared moments. We're still waiting for the government's decision whether to set first Ramadan on March 1st or 2nd, 2025. We'll see. One thing for sure, that we ourselves as Muslims have to prepare ourselves to have a better Ramadan than the previous years. Hundreds of Indonesian regional heads have joined retreat in Magelang, Central Java. The retreat is considered to have and provide positive impacts for the regional leaders. How important is it for those, and what are the goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of the Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
Well, yeah, there are actually three main purposes, yeah. The first one is to strengthen, yeah, the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, you know, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, yeah, that our existing problems today require collaboration between subnational governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the subnational leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat here, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the today's retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom-up, yeah? Instead of top-down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top-down. And today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom-up.
Listener, for more details, check out VOI Talk, How Important is Retreat in Magelang on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nuansa Bening by Afifa. The song, which had been sung by Ahmad Dhani, was previously sung by Fidi Aldianos, released on December 24, 2008. In fact, Nuansa Bening is not Hedy Aldeano's original song. He covered an old song created and popularized by Kina Nasution and his gang. The song describes the feeling of love that grows gradually toward someone who seems ordinary at first. The first time you meet, there are no special feelings. However, as time goes by and you get to know them better, you start to find special things about them. Well, listener, here is Afifah with the Keroncong song, Nuansa Bening. Enjoy!
Perkenalan terjalin sudah at RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content like
Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Samsuddin held a bilateral meeting with Thai Defense Minister Phum Tham Wechayachai in Penang, Malaysia on Wednesday. Indonesia and Thailand continue to strengthen defense cooperation through various strategy initiatives, including military education and training, defense industry, and research and technology. The defense minister added, "With a shared commitment, this cooperation is expected to benefit for the security and progress of both countries." Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Creative Economy that encourages Indonesian regional heads to form creative economy offices in their respective regions. This is done to strengthen the regional creative economy ecosystem and improve community welfare. Minister of Creative Economy Tengku Rifki Harsyah told RRI on Friday. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.